This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams. Very happy to be with you today. I do love spending this time with you Monday through Friday as we discuss issues of importance to your life and your faith. Always eager to hear from you here. Our phone lines are open for you, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. I invite you to punch in those numbers and join us live here. Your questions and comments, your insights and inspirations and words of encouragement are ever so very important to us and all of our listeners as well. So we invite you to use that number. Once more, it is toll free here in North America, and it is 833-288-EWTN. Also want to invite you to use the social media opportunity that we have for you at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. The chat feature is there. You do the same thing. You put in your question or comment, insight, inspiration, or word of encouragement. Tell us who you are and tell us where you are. And if you are listening to us other than via social media, let us know how it is that you are with us today. We can also receive your text messages. Yes, we can. So your question can come to us by that route as well. And to text us, just text the letters EWTN to 58177. That's EWTN to 58177. Wait for our response and then put in your question or comment. Tell us who you are, where you are, and how it is that you are listening to us. And do know that message and data rates may apply if you are using that option. Now, if you're outside of North America, I sure don't want you to feel excluded. We can hear from you too. And this is the number for you to use. It's country code 1-205-271-2985. That's country code 1-205-271-2985. 2985. We are just abundantly available to you, aren't we? When you consider all of those opportunities, we are here for you and enjoy spending this time with you Monday through Friday. I also like to remind you to get out to our website. We've got all kinds of things that are going on, and I invite you to check it out. Attend an event, which is the tile at the bottom of that homepage, will take you to our listing of events that are coming up. Also, too, we feature them in our slideshow and give you some insights about what's going on at Women of Grace that way too. But if you go out to the attend the event section, that's where you're going to see everything happening. I'm very excited about this. You know that we are currently seeking individuals, both English and Spanish speaking, to facilitate or to assist with our Women of Grace Foundational Study Series. We really are. Of course, we want you to be a woman because this is for women. And we invite you to join us for this marvelous exploration of spiritual maternity. And that is really what our facilitators, I think, come to experience. You know, the women that join their group, that come to their group, that they invite to join them for this group. Yeah, you know, there's this beautiful charism of the Blessed Mother that begins to take up residence within their hearts, and it is a spiritual maternity. They in a very real sense, cooperate with our Blessed Mother in this beautiful endeavor to bring souls, to bring hearts, to bring minds into a fuller union with her Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm inviting you to join us for this. And one of the things that happens is, you know, when we give fiat to the Lord, when we say yes, great things happen. You know, it was through our Blessed Mother's yes that salvation came to the world. And in a certain sense, you know, operating within her immaculate heart, the same thing happens within these groups. And the women that lead these groups see these changes that take place in the lives of those ladies that join their groups. So we want for you to have that experience. You just need to really have two qualifications, a warm and welcoming heart. That's all you really need to have, because we do all of the work for you through the teaching episodes that you will see and that you have access to online, as do all of the women who participate. And, you know, the Holy Spirit shows up, you know, and that's the thing. I love this. This is so true. You know, our Blessed Mother gave fiat and the Holy Spirit came. And what did the Holy Spirit do? He fecundated that fiat, right? And a new life came, the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, the same thing happens here. We give fiat. We say yes to the prompting of the Holy Spirit. Then the Holy Spirit comes and he fertilizes our fiat. And then the life of Jesus Christ comes. Not in the same way, of course, as he came in the womb of Our Lady, but certainly, most definitely, through the ministry that we promote through Women of Grace. So I want you to consider joining us. To that end, we are having a beautiful orientation session for new volunteers, facilitators, for anyone that wants to join us in this holy endeavor. We invite you to come. Of course, it's free of charge. It's going to take place this coming Thursday. Is it this Thursday? No, I think it's next Thursday. I get confused on these dates. It's 10 days from now. Let's do it that way. Thursday, June the 26th. All of the information is available for you at our website, womenofgrace.com. You'll go out there. You can read about it. It's going to tell you a little bit more. It gives you the event details and it gives you a registration button so that you can sign up for it. I mean, it's just a real opportunity for you. And of course, as I say, it's free, but you get to get, you know, just a little peek at what it is that the Lord wants to do in you and through you. And if you've never participated in a Women of Grace foundational study, we certainly want for you to do that. Now, facilitators, maybe you've participated, maybe you haven't, I don't know, but you're going to find out more at that information session. And, you know, oftentimes women, you know, are oriented to the program by offering the program. So we invite you to join us for that. All of that being said, we've got other events that are coming up. June 30th, that's coming up really soon too. Monday, June 30th begins another Benedicta online, and this is our summer course, Essentials of Carmelite Spirituality, being taught by Dr. Donald Wallenfang. This is a beautiful course. I took it myself, grew and my appreciation for the way in which God wants to work in us through our life of prayer. And really, this is going to look at the A to Z essentials of the Carmelite charism. We're going to study the spiritual classic of St. Teresa of Avila, which is the Way of Perfection. And that's the very, what would I say, manual that St. Teresa of Avila constructed for her daughters in her own life and time. It was the way in which she trained her daughters, her spiritual daughters, in the Carmelite tradition. So you'll have a really, really first class, top rated teacher, a son of St. Teresa of Avila, a third order Carmelite, also a PhD in philosophy and theology, leading you through this time. And in addition to that, you are going to, I think, just begin to understand the contemplative character of the woman, of who we are as women, according to, isn't this beautiful, the Marian rhythms of divine grace. I'll tell you what, if that is not really, you know, an appetizer for what this course is about, I don't know what else would be. That just sets my heart on fire. I may even take it again, just this time to observe and to read and you know, not to necessarily be as engaged as I was when I went through it the first time, but just to glean more. You know, we can never exhaust the rich traditions of our Catholic faith. We can never exhaust them. So I'm inviting you to join us. This is going to be a 5-week course. It begins June 30th, runs to August the 8th. There will be an online meeting every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. And as I say, Dr. Donald Wallenfang is going to be our instructor. That begins on June the 30th, and it's going to be beautiful. We've got more coming up for you that's happening here at Women of Grace. I invite you to get out and check out our website. In the meantime, give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We'll be right back. Is it 86, 85, 86? I'll figure it out.
Join in on the conversation. The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN. 1-833-288-3986.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Women of Grace Live, and there are the correct numbers. You just heard them. I flubbed that up, didn't I, on my way to the break. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We are eager to receive your calls today. Yes, we certainly are looking forward to sharing with you about this wonderful life of faith that is ours through Christ Jesus. Also want to let you know that we are available for you at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page, inviting you to to check out that chat feature there and put in your question or comment. We will get it retrieved and up on the board. I do believe that my husband, Jack Williams, is call screening today, and I think it's Pedro Quiles who is out there doing the collecting. So we invite you to keep these men busy. I am telling you, they should be kept busy. Phone lines are ringing already. Woohoo! So excited. We've got Gil with us. He is in Long Island, New York today. And I'll tell you what, I love when Gil calls because he is always so edifying. Good morning to you, Gil.
Good morning. It was a pleasure and a treasure. I like the rhyme as the clock chimes to speak to your husband. And I thank him for doing the screening today. It's a pleasure. I wanted to talk about Pentecost a little bit and quote some scriptures. In Acts chapter 2, verse 42, it says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship and to the breaking of bread and prayers as well. And then I'm looking at Acts chapter 1, where it talks about, you will be witnesses of me in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria unto the ends of the earth. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. And I'm also thinking of Hebrews chapter, 10:25. It says, let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. I'm amazed that when this took place, Pentecost, that 3,000 people were saved, and the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. And I think in Acts chapter 4, it's about 5,000. Am I correct?
I think it is. I'd have to look that up to verify it, though.
Yes. Yeah. So it's very beautiful. And I'm just grateful to God that God has given us the gift to evangelize. I think of Matthew 28, verse 19, where Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. When you would think about how I connected those scriptures in light of Pentecost.
Yes. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. I think one of the great treasures that we have in sacred scripture, Gil, is the consistency, you know, and the reiteration of the divine and holy truths that we need to know and that we need to live by. And of course, the Catholic Church underscores all of that as well. And, you know, I forget which Holy Father said this, but one of the Holy Fathers says the church exists to evangelize. It could have been Pope Paul VI. The church exists to evangelize. And that is the truth. And we are church. We are members of the church. We are members of the mystical body of Christ. And so this call to evangelization is not reserved for a select few. It's not just for our priests. It's not just for our religious. You know, it's not just for those that are formally engaged in the teaching or the education of catechesis. It's for each and every one of us. And I heard something the other day, and I really delighted in this story. I heard this actually when I was in Pittsburgh, and as you know, we had a beautiful Pentecost celebration there the Saturday before Pentecost Sunday. But then we celebrated a vigil mass Saturday night. So we started off with the Mass of the day, and then there were talks and great praise and worship music, and then we ended up with the vigil, which was the vigil Mass, which was absolutely exquisite. And in addition to that, we had adoration of the Blessed Sacrament for a prayer service that lasted for 2 hours. It was quite beautiful. Father Hartle, Father Levi Hartle, who is the pastor of St. Andrew the Apostle Catholic Church there in Charleroi, Pennsylvania, told a story during the dinner hour when he was doing his acknowledgments and his thank you to his team who had done such a great job. And he was reminding all of us of the very fact that we are called to evangelize. The passages that you pointed out so beautifully for us, Gil, brought this to mind. And he made this statement. He shared a story, and it's a true story. And he said that police officer stopped this woman who was driving very erratically on the road. She was just darting in and out of traffic. She was not doing a good job of driving, and he pulled her over. And he walked up to the window, and he said, ma'am, he said, where did you steal this car? And she said, I didn't steal this car. He says, ma'am, where did you steal this car? This is not your car. You stole this car. And she said, officer, I did not steal this car. This is my car. He said, it couldn't possibly be your car. He said, there's a bumper sticker on the back of this car that says Jesus, the name of Jesus, and there's certainly no Christian driving this car. Isn't that incredible? I mean, you know, we all laughed, but I think that we were all caught up short. Because one of the primary ways in which we evangelize is through our witness. And our witness doesn't just exist in the telling of our testimony, although that is a primary way. We also evangelize by our actions, by our words, by our deeds, by our faithfulness to who we are in every situation, including on the road. I remember not long ago, I was interviewing Father Wade Menezes about something. I guess it was one of his new books right there on the set of Women of Grace. And, you know, it was interesting because he said something that really inspired me, you know, and also, you know, was a corrective dimension in my life, made me very aware. Let me put it that way. And he said, you know, it is a sin against charity if you take up two parking spaces when you're parking. It is a sin against charity. He said it's also a sin against charity if you are too close to the white lines of the parking space so that someone can't open their door. That's where I had to, now I've begun to measure. I am backing up, going back in, backing up, going back in. A sin against charity. And isn't it the truth? Because it's not a good witness. Now, the person that's parked next to us might not know we're a Christian, but that's not the point. The point is that we have to evangelize through Christian witness all of the time. So, Gil, once again, I thank you because every time you call in, you provide us with new ways in which we can examine our conscience. And we have to examine our conscience. How can we ask for repentance? I mean, you know, ask for the grace of absolution. How can we repent of our sin if we're not critically looking at ourselves? And I don't mean in some kind of, what's the word that I want to use? You know, some kind of a sadistic mode of operation. But you know, we should rejoice to examine our conscience because the Holy Spirit is in that moment. And anytime the Holy Spirit shows up, it's a grace-filled moment. He comes with his gift of illumination, and we can see very clearly through that gift of illumination where God is in us and where God is not in us. And since our goal, and I know it's your goal, every single one of you listening today, to give more and more of yourself to our Lord Jesus Christ, we want to know those places where God is not, so that we can surrender those places where God is not, so that God can be. And he can take up more and more and more of us. I mean, this is the Christian enterprise. This is the path. This is the golden road to life on high in Christ Jesus. So far from being sadistic, you know, this enterprise of examination of conscience is really a joy-filled moment. It's one of profound acclamation of the worthiness of our soul to be filled with the life of God. That is where our true self-esteem needs to come from. That our soul is worthy, deemed worthy by God, by the very fact that he created us in his image and likeness, created us to be filled with him. That is where we gain this true appreciation for who we are, not through some kind of crazy, you know, activities that we do and modalities that we engage in and techniques, you know, or these crazy affirmations looking in the mirror saying, I'm wonderful, I'm wonderful, I'm wonderful, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. If I can think it, I can have it. If I can think it, that's crazy stuff. Our true foundational reality of the fact that we are created in the image and likeness of God and therefore worthy to be inhabited by him in the sense of his desire to fill us, right? You know, we know we're fallen. You know, we know that it's pure gift that God comes. You know, there's nothing we can do to earn it. But God, in creating us in his image and likeness, says this person, we obviously wouldn't be a person without our soul, but this individual, I desire to pour out my divine life into his soul that he might have union with me. God considers us worthy. God considers us worthy. or he wouldn't have created us. And that's where our self-esteem comes from. So all of that, you know, all I really wanted to say is that, you know, this business of examination of conscience so that more of the God life can inhabit us. Oh my goodness, that's a really good thing. That is the royal road. So happy. All righty, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986 is the way that you can join us live here on Women of Grace Live, where we love to have that holy conversation with you. And I invite you to give us a call using that number if you're here in North America. Also available for you at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Simply use the chat feature. We will get your question or comment collected and up on the board. Very, very excited about that. Gil is calling back. We are happy about that. Let's get to David. David is in Sioux Falls, South Dakota this morning, listening to us via Real Presence Catholic Radio. Hi, David.
Yeah. My wife, like you, is overproductive in speech.
Oh, my goodness. It comes from our feminine gift. Women speak about 25,000 words a day. Do you know why that is, David?
Can I speak?
Well, sure.
Okay, Shakespeare said, brevity is the art of self-expression. How in the world can we reconcile? I'm a psychotherapist. I listen to people all day. But you prattle on. Like my wife, how do I reconcile that?
Well, David, you know, very interestingly, you know, you're in a profession where, you know, you're trained to hear what it is that people are saying. So, you know, by virtue of your call and vocation, there's a certain receptivity of heart that is required. And what you might consider to be prattling, another person might not consider to be prattling. So I think that what I would do is engage in something that I just mentioned prior to, if I may explain it to you. And that would be the gift of an interior look at why does this bother me so much? What is God trying to tell me through this? So if you find that I prattle or that your wife prattles, my suggestion would be you should take that to the Lord and ask, what is it in me that needs to be more open and more receptive? And why does this trouble me so? Is there something in my own being that needs to be brought into the light? For example, is it possible that there is a wound of my heart that needs to be healed? Or is God trying to teach me the virtue of patience and understanding, and maybe even long-suffering if it bothers you so? Because that is the means that he will use to help your own purification and will also help for you to grow in sanctity and holiness of life. You know, there are people that just plain get on our nerves, David, but God permits them into our life for our sanctification and purification. So I can tell you one thing, if you think I prattle and it annoys you, you have control over that. You can turn me off. Thank you very much, David. I appreciate your call. We invite you to call us too, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That is the way that you can join us live here on Women of Grace Live, where we love to have that holy conversation. We certainly do enjoy hearing from you. Yeah, so, you know, this is an amazing thing when we consider this examination of conscience. You know, sometimes we are looking, and we should primarily be looking for the way in which we have sinned against God, right? We want to do that. But in addition to that, we want to look at just a little bit more deeply than that. We want to find out why is it that we sin against God in this particular way. And sometimes it is in the way in which we begin to identify those wounds of the heart, you know, that God really wants to bring into the light, the way in which God wants to shine, you know, his healing power upon us, enter in with that healing power and begin this process of restoration and this process of renewal. God desires to do that. So another way, and I think that, you know, that quite frankly, David gives us good, you know, example for this in terms of the work that he does. You know, he knows that some of these things are deeply buried in people's hearts. And so, you know, they're acting out of the wound. We don't want to act out of our wound. We want to identify that wound and then allow ourselves to have a choice. Will I act out of that wound or will I not act out of the wound? But if the wound remains hidden, that wound controls us, right? We don't want for that to happen. And another thing that we want to do in our time of examination of conscience is to bring before the Lord, you know, those places of irritation, those places of discontent within us that we struggle with. And we want to ask the Lord to help us to understand why we struggle in these areas. Why does this annoy me? You know, as I mentioned to David, what virtue does God want me to begin to practice here? How is he wanting to use this in a way that lifts me up into a deeper and more profound union with him? So, you know, in all of these beautiful ways, you know, God is always at work in our lives. But if we don't take the time to do a serious moment of contemplation, a holy exercise, such as this self-examination, then we're never going to have the opportunity to be able to see that deeper part of our being that needs to be brought into the presence of the living God. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986 is the way that you can join us today. We've got some people calling in this morning, eager to talk with all of them. Lydia and Angel is with us. And I don't know if we've got time to get to Lydia yet. I hear the music popping up there. So I think that we're going to a break. When we come back, we will go to Lydia and we're going to go to Angel and the other person that's calling in too. You can call. We've got some lines open for you. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Do give us a call right here on Women of Grace Live, where we love having holy conversation with you. You are listening to Women of Grace Live. I am Jonette Williams. We are going to be right back. I am inviting you to stay with us.
Join in on the conversation. The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN. 1-833-288-3986.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Women of Grace Live. I am Jonette Williams. Happy to be with you today right here on EWTN Radio, brought to you by so many wonderful affiliates. Always eager to hear from you. Let me give you that toll-free number. It's 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us right here. We love, love, love to hear from you. Another way that you can join us is by using our opportunity for you at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. There's a chat feature at both of those sites. Put your question or comment in there. Tell us who you are, where you are, and if you're listening to us another way, tell us how it is that you're listening to us. You can also text your question to us. Text the letters EWTN to 58177. That's EWTN to 58177. Wait for our response and then put in your question or comment. Tell us who you are, where you are, and how it is that you're listening to us. We'll be only too happy to address whatever your concern might be. So we invite you to give us a buzz. We have Lydia with us. She is there in Midland, Texas, listening to us via Guadalupe Radio Network. Good morning to you, Lydia.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm here. I don't see you in person and on the YouTube, but I can just see your beautiful smile, because every time you come on EWTN, you just look so beautiful and gorgeous. And my mama, she used to watch you all the time before she passed away. And I tell you, Jonette, she was the one that got me hooked on you, because she says, "Dad, Jonette, she's pretty smart and she's pretty inspirational. And The way you talk, the way you speak to people, you have a talent for being so loving and so caring and so sensitive." And I just want to say that I know we wish we can have 100% approval, but I know you got 99%. So the other 1% don't matter, right?
Well, Lydia, I'll tell you, you know, it's a beautiful thing, you know, the way in which God desires that we communicate his word, right? And we've been talking about evangelization today, and he places all of us into unique situations and circumstances so that we can always be the face of our Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing when we know that that's taking place. And I think that we all see that in so many ways. You know, I have a, I think, a unique position in being able to see that. But, you know, it's in the face of a child. You know, we were just with all of our grandchildren, except for two of them, this past weekend. So my one daughter and her family and my son-in-law were here for the weekend. And, you know, you look into those sweet little faces and you see the way that they interact with each other. And I think, you know, sometimes we see the face of God in that interaction. Sometimes we don't. But more times we do. And it reminds us of the fact that no matter what the circumstance or the situation is, you know, we are always to be that purveyor of the love of God in the lives of others. And I'm sure that you do that in ever so many ways, Lydia.
Oh, I work at the church nursery, and I take care of the little ones under 5 years old. So
yes.
I just, the little kiddos are a therapy for me, and I'm always teaching them about Jesus, about sharing, about caring, and being nice, you know. But, you know, I know my life because I follow the Ten Commandments. I pray a lot. I pray the Rosary, Divine Mercy. I love my going. I love going to church. I even told the father one time, I said, "Father, I love this church so much. I want to die here." "Oh, no, don't die here," you know. But anyway, that's just how spiritual I feel, because I feel like the devil wants us to not get along, to disagree
yes.
with one another, and to make trouble. But I tell you one thing: when your angel's with you, and God's with you, and your faith is with you, you can fight them all, because you have the spirit of God with you, so you can't go wrong. And I just want to say that even if you have issues and you have sorrow, you have pain, because Johnette, I tell you, I have had so much sorrow and so much pain in my life, but I know my God is with me, and he holds my hand, and he said one day, because right now we live here on earth, we need to behave and do our jobs like we're supposed to, because one day we're going to go home, huh, Johnette?
You're absolutely right, Lydia. And the fact of the matter is, we're each going to have an opportunity, and probably more than one opportunity, to carry a portion of our Lord's cross. And to the extent that we carry that with joy of spirit, which doesn't mean, you know, happiness, you know, but does mean that peace that surpasses understanding, and we attach it to his sufferings, we unite it with his sufferings, great good comes from that. And I know that you do that, and that is a beautiful gift that becomes apparent in the lives of others that we may only realize when we're in heaven, but nonetheless, we're going to see the fruit that comes from all of that beautiful, beautiful uniting of our sufferings with the cross of Christ. Lydia, thanks for calling in, and you keep those children smiling. I know they keep you smiling. God bless you, sweetheart. We'll talk to you soon. Let's go to Fernanda. She is in Middletown, New York today, listening to us via iHeart Catholic Radio. How are you doing, Fernanda?
Hi, Johnette. I'm doing well. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're so amazing. So I'm calling because you were on a, well, not this one that just spoke, the one before. You were going to say why women talk. I struggle with, I talk, and I love to talk, and I love people, but I feel like I need to stop talking so much, maybe listen more. And then I've been calling upon the Holy Spirit to come, you know, to me and help me listen more, and then maybe say the right things at the right time. So, I mean, why do we talk, and how can I talk less? I don't know.
Well, Fernanda, thank you. Thank you for your question. And I think that David does bring up several good points. And one of them is that, you know, it does say in Sacred Scripture that we will be held accountable for every idle word that we speak. And that frightens me sometimes, you know, every idle word that we speak. So we need always to be guarding our mouth, right? There's that beautiful, I don't know if it's a psalm or I think it's a psalm, but Lord, put a guard about my lips and a guard about my mouth and a sentinel at my lips. It's pretty close to the actual way it says it in Scripture. And what is meant by that? Well, you know, we want to use our mouth to glorify God. We want everything that comes out of our capacity to speak, we want it to bring glory and honor to God, directly or indirectly. Directly by praising Him and worshiping Him and giving Him acclamation, but also, you know, by indirectly, by building up our neighbor, by saying kind things about people, by looking for the good in them, right? We want to protect our mouth from undue criticism. Father Wade Menezes always talks about fraternal correction, and he said, now let me see if I can get this straight. He said that it should be exercised charitably, privately, and rarely. Charitably, privately, and rarely. So when we have to speak a word of criticism, we want to make certain that we're doing it charitably, that the motivation is true love and concern for our neighbor. We want to do it privately, one-on-one with them, and we want to do it rarely. We shouldn't be always criticizing someone. It says in sacred scripture about fathers, you know, fathers, you know, and it has to do with discipline, you know, fathers, you know, do not criticize your children lest they lose heart. You have to correct them, but you can't be, you know, just constantly at them. So, you know, so, and I think that's the essence of using the gift of speech well, is are we extolling God directly or indirectly, you know, by praising Him or by lifting up our neighbor. So, you know, speaking for the sake of speaking is not what we want to do. Speaking for the sake of speaking is not something that we simply want to do. And so I think that David brings up a good point, you know, and that's the way that it goes. When you're on live radio, you have to keep talking. You can't have dead air. So, but anyway, thank you, Fernanda, for your call today. And I really do appreciate and want to say that it's lovely that you can perhaps see this tendency in yourself. We were talking too earlier about the illumination of the Holy Spirit. So maybe through David's call today, there was God used that as a little beam of Holy Spirit light to say, yeah, look at that and see why that is. We as women are prone to talking, you know. And we speak 25,000 words a day, they tell us, as opposed to men's 10,000 words per day. Oftentimes, I think that we women work things out by speaking. So anyway, Fernanda, I hope that helps you. And I do thank you for your call today. Keep listening, sweetheart. Let's go to Angel. Angel is in Ohio this morning. She's got a testimony for us, and she's listening via her app. Hi, Angel. Hello, you're on the air. Angel? Oh, I don't know where Angel went. Oh, Angel, are you still there? I don't think so. We're going to come back to Angel. Let's go to Melissa, who is in Idaho. And this is Wonking Melissa, and she's listening to us via the EWTN app. How are you, dear sacred sister?
Oh, good morning, Janet. It's always such a blessing and such an incredible grace to be able to chat with you.
Well, thank you.
Yep. I'm out on my morning walk. I said, you know what? I'm going at 9 o'clock. I'm in Idaho, so it's 9 here.
Goodness sake. Well, yeah. That is wonderful. So what's going on with you?
Yes, yeah, so I heard you say you know, like when people get on your nerves, you know, when you get irritated by them, and to have patience. And I have to give props. It's to Melissa Overmeyer. I receive her emails, and she came up with it. I think she came up, I don't know. But I told my kids, I said, when they were talking and saying this person's really irritating, I said, you know, they're just EGR people. EGR people. And they stopped and they're like, what do you mean? Extra grace required.
That's really good, Melissa. That is really good.
yep, I taught them that, and I always say whenever they complain, it was EGR people, pray for them, you know, so we can always remember that and I just wanted to share that.
Well, I really do like that, Melissa. Thank you so much for sharing. Melissa, just so everybody knows, is one of our facilitators, one of our Women of Grace facilitators. And I know that you have facilitated online a number of times with groups that come and do the study online, and then they break out into breakout rooms online and have their discussion. So how has that been for you, Melissa?
Oh, yes. I encourage everyone, every single beautiful, beloved woman of God, that to just invite you guys all to come to this online study. It's just absolutely full of so many graces, so much healing graces and blessings, that I just encourage every one of you to take the study, and your life will be changed. Truly, it will. And we invite every one of you. Yes.
Oh, well, thank you for that. I really do appreciate it. And, you know, we're always looking, as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, I don't know if you heard it or not, Melissa, but we're always looking for women who are willing to facilitate the foundational study. And then we have two additional studies. We've got a series called Moments with Mary, and we've got two installment or two studies underneath that series already. One of them is Who is Mary? And the other one is Mary Through the Eyes of the Mystics. Have you been engaged in either of those?
Yes, I've taken the first one, and it is, oh my gosh, the first one, you just really dive deeper into Mary's heart and learn about her more. And then this one, Through the Eyes of the Mystics, I'm actually taking right now, Donna. And
oh, are you good?
Man, there's quotes that I've never heard before. I just listened to the one yesterday about Mary being crossing the river, crossing the sea, and getting to the eternal splendor. I was like, wow, I love Our Lady Star of the Sea. She is so deep in my heart of devotion. And when I read that one, thank you. I'd never heard that one before. So I encourage every one of you to take those studies also online.
I think that that's St. Bernard of Clairvaux, if I'm not mistaken. I could be mistaken. But that is an absolutely beautiful, beautiful quotation. Yeah, and we just love that study series. And we love you, Melissa. Thank you so much.
I love you and all of you. And thank you so much for blessing me with Women of Grace. Thank you.
Thank you, Melissa. We'll talk to you soon. Walk carefully out there. Let's go to Angel. She's back again, and we're happy about that. She is still listening to us via her app. Hi, Angel. How are you?
Hi, darling. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to hang up on you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. It happens. It's no problem.
My new car, it connects my phones automatically. But I wanted to tell you, I don't think you talk enough. I think you're... I could listen to you all day. You're feminine, you're gentle, you're inspiring, and you have gotten me through some pretty horrible things. But you have also gave me insight into things like when I had told you I had the miracle with the 26 bones broken.
Oh,
and I took
yes.
a look at the picture of Jesus falling with the cross with his mother there. And he fell and hurt himself in exactly the same places where I was hurt. And it was so inspiring. And, you know, my fiancé, he may come home this week, so please pray. We're trying to get him home from Syria. He's been badly injured, and we want him to survive and come home. So your prayers have been amazing. But I also want to tell you that I had eye surgery on Thursday, and the doctor didn't think it was going to turn out well when my bandage fell off about 4 hours later. Mm. And I've never seen anything so beautiful in my life.
Oh, my goodness.
So good. And you are so good. You are honey. So feminine, and we need you. We need a woman just like you to show us that we can be feminine, and we can wear perfume and wear lipstick and still be bright and absolutely brilliant, because you are. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Angel. And, you know, we continue to pray for your fiancé and for you. And, you know, you've been through some really hard times. There's no question about that. So no one has to tell you about the cross. But what one thing that I think we can all learn from you is the joy that you have in the midst of it all, and your faith and your hope and your confidence in our Lord. And there is no question that through your testimony, you are reaching so many hearts. You are reaching so many souls. You are helping so many people to find the strength that they need. And this is what I think is the beautiful reality about the forum of Women of Grace, is that people come on and they share their stories, and we all work together in this enterprise called life to lift everyone up as much as we possibly can, to the reality of God's love for us and the fact that he never abandons us. No matter what the circumstance or trial might be, he is always there. And you prove that to us all of the time. So thank you, Angel.
So much. Thank you.
You live your name, honey.
Oh, I love you so much. And you know, there's the trio of women here that really are amazing. Dr. Greg and his wife, then you, and then Debbie and Jerry. I don't get enough of you, because we need this. We need the support. We need to be guided in the right direction.
Yeah. Well, one of the beautiful things I think that we've come to see in this recent history of the church is the important role that women play. And it's never been that the church hasn't recognized that, but there seems to be a particular emphasis upon it right now. And I think that the church does do that, that there's times within the life of the church that the Holy Spirit works to highlight areas that we need to look at more carefully. He emphasizes them. Some primary examples can be, divine mercy and the beautiful messages that St. Faustina received from our Lord, highlighting his mercy, right? We have so many other examples of that as we look at the lives of the saints. And right now, we have a great saint, Teresa Benedicta of the Cross. Some know her as Saint Edith Stein, a beautiful woman who lived at the very end of the 1800s and then into the 1900s, was canonized by Pope John Paul II. But she was lost her life in Auschwitz. She was born a Jew. She fell into atheism, was converted by reading the autobiography of Saint Teresa of Avila. Not only became a Catholic, but ultimately entered into the Carmelite religious order. She was rounded up by the Gestapo during the Second World War, taken to Auschwitz, and was killed shortly after she arrived there in a gas chamber. But she was a tremendous philosopher, and she was really working at that time of her life during her educational years earning her PhD in philosophy, and then in her time prior to entering Carmel when she was teaching young women. She was really working out a beautiful philosophy of woman and who woman is. And of course, we know who woman is called to be. She's called to be, the feminine ideal. The feminine ideal is our Blessed Lady, but we are called to personify that feminine ideal. And so she highlights the great beauty and the wonder of authentic femininity. And so much of the work that we do at Women of Grace is based upon her and based upon John Paul II's writings on women and all of the other scholars who have come along as well that talk about that. And so when you talk about, the giftedness of the female person, It is to present Jesus Christ to the world, and it is to present the world to Jesus Christ. Another, to bring Jesus to the world and the world to Jesus Christ. And to the extent that we do that, we live out our spiritual maternity. And it's lovely that you know that and that you live that. And thankfully, through the grace of God, there's a whole group of women that are striving to live that today. And the world needs it. I think that's why the emphasis is there. The world needs authentic femininity. When we get authentic femininity, we do, by almost a natural consequence, get authentic masculinity. But you take the woman out, and I want to tell you, you take out the totality of the human race. So, yeah, women are important today, and we've got the ideal woman to lead us and guide us, and that's our Blessed Lady. Thank you so much, Angel.
Need. This is what we need to have some pride in ourselves as women and an inner femininity, and you really bring that out in us. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. We would love to have you join us this summer if you've not been to one of our Women of Grace events. We are going to be hosting, I think this is our 26th or 27th retreat at Malvern Retreat House there, located outside of Philadelphia. We want to invite all of you to join us. It is a beautiful theme. It's Hope for the Journey. This is the Jubilee Year of Hope. So we're emphasizing that, Hope for the Journey. We've got wonderful speakers lined up for you. We've got Bishop William Walterscheid, who is the auxiliary bishop in the Diocese of Pittsburgh, coming. Dr. Donald Wallenfang, who I was telling you about earlier on, who is leading our summer course, Essentials of Carmelite Spirituality. Kitty Cleveland is going to join us. It brings a big smile to my face just thinking about her. Patricia Sandoval is going to join us, and I'm so eager to introduce her to our Women of Grace family. We've got Living Praise, a worship team coming to lead us in music and praise of the Lord. I'm going to be speaking to. All of the information is available for you at our website, womenofgrace.com. It is going to begin Friday night, July 25th, and run to midday, well, actually afternoon, July the 27th, preceded by the Benedicta Enrichment Seminar. Dr. Donald Wallenfang is going to be presenting that, and that is on conflict resolution from a Christian perspective. Oh my goodness, don't we all need that? Well, it's been great being with all of you. God bless you now. Bye-bye.